Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Jonas Schaefer was there with us yesterday as he watched the Ravens lose to the Texans 44-10 in a game that arguably wasn't that close, which is saying something. He was there for John Harbaugh
just
speaking to the media today.
Yeah, he just showed me a picture.
I've seen those. Yes.
Wow. I mean, it looks.
Yeah,
he could pull that look off. If he wanted to go that route for Halloween, he could pull that off.
Let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner and joins us now. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So I guess question one for you, and there's a lot. Do you think this can be fixed?
Do I think this can be fixed? I think to a degree. I think maybe you could get this to be a top 20 defense, and then you hope that with Lamar coming back at some point, this is a top 10-ish offense just with what we've seen from Lamar when those guys were healthy. And maybe that's enough to fix things if the Steelers, you know, regress to the kind of mean that they perhaps are headed to. But, you know, I don't know if you guys were asked about this, but John Harbaugh was talking today. I asked him basically if any about the parallels between this season and last season when it comes to just how slowly this defense has started things. And probably the most surprising thing he said was that he feels this defense's issues are more fixable than last year's, which was kind of surprising.
Because
last year you had an elite run defense to lean on. You had at least a pass rush that would occasionally get home. It seemed like the only thing that was really holding back the defense last year, and just like having to face Joe Burrow twice, was the fact there were huge communication issues, and you kind of nip those on the bud when you benched Marcus Williams, you cut Eddie Jackson, you streamlined things on the back end there. And this defense in its current state, healthy or not, doesn't really do anything well. So I don't think that this defense is more fixable than last year's was, which I guess for me leaves me kind of pessimistic about what this team could look like, even if you have the good health return to this franchise some way.
Jonas, it's been three consecutive non-competitive games, one-way traffic for opposing offenses against this defense, and everyone's saying the right thing and taking up for Zach Orr and trying to take accountability. But if they were to get blown out again on Sunday and then the bye week that follows, could there be a change?
Yeah, I mean, I think there would have to be. I don't know what... You know, anything short of a win, you know, maybe a triumphant defensive bounce back performance where they hold the Rams to like 10 points or 13 points would do to save at least one domino from falling. It just feels like if this team can't do anything well and you feel like you have the personnel and they're competing hard and they're practicing hard, but when you get to game day, things just don't come together in one way or another, then that tells me that you have to make a decision about what you want this defense to be for the rest of the season. And it just feels like we're kind of heading to this inevitable point where something will have to change. And the most obvious head two role, unfortunately, is Zach Ors. It's just, you know, I know John, like I said, feels like there are a lot of things that are fixable, but you just look too often that guys not being able to get home. Guys aren't playing with confidence. You have, you know, Malachi Starks and Teddy Buchanan leaving the spine of the defense to cover the same running back heading out of the backfield, which leaves open a throwing window for Nico Collins and CJ Stroud to connect on that touchdown pass. It's just one thing after another. And there is no other point in this Ravens calendar where you have the opportunity to have the kind of reset. I mean, you look at the reset that the Ravens enjoyed when they went from Joe Flacco to Lamar, in 2018, that was a season-changing pivot for John Harbaugh. And I just feel like if he kind of doubles down on Zach Orr being the guy, on the defensive coaches who are in that staff being the guys, then you're just doing yourself a disservice, and you're going to lose what's left of this fan base that is sticking up for you very, very quickly.
Going to ask you a question I've asked you different ways at different times before, but I really think it's critical mass now. Does this team need to get Justice Hill on the field more on early downs to have a chance to win in the screen game, to have a chance to sustain drives that way? Because we're all old enough to remember that same Houston defense in Christmas Day and what Derrick Henry with Ricard, right, and with the jumbo offensive lineman was able to do. He emasculated them so much that, you know, they wanted to have Stroud hang 40 on these guys yesterday, right? Like, I mean, I'm sure you've seen the first down numbers with Derrick Henry. Like, does something have to change in usage there?
I guess it just really, I don't know enough about how defenses are responding to Justice Hill versus Derrick Henry on early downs in terms of personnel. I mean, I think I saw on Twitter today, and then I checked it up on PFF. You know, Derrick Henry's average yards before contact yesterday was a whopping 0 yards. So I don't think it matters if it's Derrick Henry. I don't think it matters if it's Justice Hill. I don't think it matters if it's Key Mitchell. If you are talking about trying to establish the run, if you're not trying to establish the run because you're giving up hope that interior is going to give you any push, or Ryan Stanley and Roger Rosengarten aren't the kind of guys to get you, then maybe you do lean into the fast a little bit more, and you do have Justice Hill on the field more often. You know, as John Harbaugh said today, kind of everything has to be on the table there. But Derrick Henry's a guy who works his butt off. And I know, you know, the team can't be in the business of rewarding guys who practice well but don't play or who don't produce. I just think it would be probably, for me, sending the wrong kind of signals that you're punishing this guy because the offensive line can't get it done. But, you know, if Justice Hill is going to give you more in the screen game, if he's going to give you more as a receiver, then sure. But I just don't know if he's a Christian McCaffrey or whoever you would kind of point to as the alpha, or, you know, alpha receiver as a running back that could kind of lift this offense to the heights that it needs to be.
Talking with Jonas Schaefer, Inside Access here on The Fan. Jonas, Bone just did a segment on TMI about the Harbaugh. One of his main traits, one of the main positives, is these guys never quit on him. And he gave examples like COVID year and 2018, yep, once Lamar came in, that these guys, do you feel like there's some quit going on here? I guess, and I know you're not a columnist, but do you feel like we're getting max effort here from these guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think not everyone. I think I was definitely wrong on first viewing of that Rashad Bateman interception, which John Harbaugh basically pointed to it as being a Rashad Bateman interception. Like, I thought it was just him kind of losing sight of that ball and giving up having problems with tracking the ball. But looking at more replays, and then, you know, Jerry Coleman asking John Harbaugh about it today, John seemed to think that it was, you know, Rashad Bateman feeling like he was getting a muscle on that go route and not thinking it was going to be a route that that Cooper Rush gave him a chance on. And when he did, he'd already given up, and Kamari Lassiter was able to undercut him. So that happened late in the fourth quarter or midway through the fourth quarter, probably at a point in the game where you, if you are throwing that towel, that is a good time to do it. So I think that was definitely a message being sent there. But as for the rest of the guys, I do think that there is still competitiveness and want to, especially with the young guys who are still looking to prove themselves. I mean, obviously, there's so many rookies on this team who I think it would not behoove them in any way to give up on this team, to give up on this staff. So are there enough, you know, boats being pulled and being rowed in the same direction? I think so. I just think that you could probably get some more, and you just need help with, you know, the coaches telling them where to row or how to row, because obviously you're not getting enough. You're not getting enough coaching instruction from this current staff to really help guys put them in the best positions to succeed.
There are obviously a lot of attention going to them having to play some undrafted guys, although they decide who makes the team and who doesn't and where they spend their money. But there's a lot of guys on that defense who have had some decent draft capital invested in them. As we now sort of take stock of another sort of gut punch loss, what role does personnel for you play in this? Both where what they've brought in, what they haven't brought in, how they've drafted. I mean, when you continue to get crushed like this, it can't just be scheme, right?
No. I mean, I think that this just kind of, in a way, this kind of rubber stamps the idea that I think Eric DaCosta has mentioned, that basically there are no front offices better than any of the rest at drafting. Obviously, you can point to the Eagles and Tampa Bay as two of the gold standards, but I think that, you know, the second you point to a team as being the gold standard for drafting, they're in for a bit of a few years rut, because this is just such a crapshoot, and it is another example of why you need as many bites at the apple and enough, you know, cracks at the ball as possible. I mean, you look at the Rams and the Ravens and just how those two organizations have drafted similarly to try to create a pass rush that is frightening. And the Rams hit on Jared Verse, who I think probably, you know, comparable, you know, grade value to Mike Green. And obviously we're not going to write off Mike Green, but they landed, you know, with what's face their interior rusher.
Fisk,
but also Kobe Turner, right, has been a revelation for them. Byron Young, I believe is his name, was a two guy who was really turned into something special. And the Ravens, you look at the combined stats of Adape Owe, Adisa Isaac, David Ojabo, Mike Green, I believe it's zero sacks and 9 or 10 quarterback hits total. And I don't know if there was anything wrong with that approach that the Ravens took in the draft, but it's given them absolutely nothing. And the Rams took a very similar model in terms of investing day one and day two draft capital. And they have one of the most fearsome pass rushers in the NFL. It's helped propel them to start that they're enjoying. So it just goes to show that, you know, there are no GMs who are really have a, you know, pulling a fast one in the rest of the league. It just comes down to, can you find impact players at high value positions? And obviously the Ravens along the pass rush have just not been able to, at least in the draft.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate
it. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Great talking to you.
Coming up next, though, we take a look back to this offseason where the Ravens felt like they had no work to do. And how's that working out? Some necessary roughness next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Next here on the Fan.
You know, we'll have some decisions to make moving forward. Not as many, I think, you know, tough decisions this year looking at it, which I'm thankful for. But obviously, as we look out, we'll have some tough decisions after next season. So a year from now, we'll have some tough choices and decisions to make regarding players.
That was Eric DaCosta
run
this offseason.
And
he's like, yeah, we don't have really any tough decisions.
You got the best roster in the NFL. Just roll out the football.
That's what we heard.
Playing the parade.
Well, regression and injuries and just quite frankly, guys not being as good as you thought they were. That has come home to roost at least early this season. So let's look back on what was a very uneventful offseason for the Ravens.
Well, look, I think you have to now. We talked about this being a referendum on Jair Alexander. This was a must-win game. Their entire defense was in disarray. Anybody looked like they could chuck the ball around on them except for the carcass of Joe Flacco. And it turned out we were right. And they still preferred undrafted kids and Tampa and whomever else to Jair Alexander, despite Marlon being hurt and Awuzie being hurt. And Jair Alexander still managed to disgrace himself and his team. So there's that. And so whatever is to come from him, that's money. If you're going to be that cheap about what you spend outside your building, I'm not talking about extending some of your own players. I'm talking about what you do from the outside to make yourself better with proven NFL players. And you're not doing anything at pass rush and you're adding another vanity pick at corner. Well, that looks pretty silly. Their draft picks, first and second round, are it's bad. It's bad. I'm not saying they had to come in and be world beaters, but they don't look like they belong on a football field right now.
Not right now.
Neither one. There's a lot of young pass rushers come in and at least show something on third down. Mike Green looks like he does not belong in the NFL right now. And Malachi Starks, put into this situation, is untenable as a free safety, and he will continue to get picked on. He will continue to have mismanagement. I mean, bro, Teddy Buchanan wearing
looks
the dot.
Awful.
I mean, like, this is should be beneath them. You had a linebacker come to your building. You didn't want to pay him enough, and you didn't want to activate him.
Eric Kendricks.
You wanted to play your kids.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You're not only stunting the development of your kids because they're being used in a way that's getting in their heads and probably making them feel feeble and attacking their confidence. But you're also you're putting such a bad product out of there that everybody's leaving at halftime. Like, this can't be, no one can think this is remotely good enough. I never talked up Trenton Simpson. I thought it was a project. They sold the parable and the hype of Trenton Simpson. Trenton Simpson's not a football player. Not right now. Don't listen to me. I told you he should probably be a designated pass rusher at best. And you
got
don't
a
have
sack.
Any, you don't have any pass rush, so you might want to lean into that. But like they continue, right? He's supposed to replace Queen. Just like Queen was supposed to replace
Mosley.
C.J. Mosley.
Who's never going to replace Mosley. They finally got around 2 years later to using him as I told them to use him. Day one. You're safe that you continue to use Trenton Simpson wrong, and you all can look silly about it, or you could recalibrate and try to salvage something from it. If anybody's surprised that a 36-year-old Van Noy got hurt, you're nuts. That's what happens to old football players, especially old football players who, what did he play? 60, 70-some snaps week one because you couldn't get off the field and Josh Allen ran 32 plays in the fourth quarter and your defense was on the field for 80 snaps. Shocker. Guy doesn't play in the preseason, not that he should, but then you play him that much in week one. Shocker. Who told you not to play Jair Alexander week one where that win could have changed a lot of things for a lot of people? I did. You did it anyway. Joke's on you. So, yeah, a lot of this goes on Eric DaCosta.
What's really concerning to me, and going back to the quote coming in, saying I don't have much to do this paraphrasing.
Not a lot of tough decisions.
I don't have a lot of tough decisions this
year. Got a great
year,
roster, man.
But next year, there's a lot of tough decisions. And the Ravens, in terms of players that played a high snap share for them last year that aren't here this year, McCary and Brandon Stevens. Well, you look at the free agent list next year, and this doesn't even count Nnamdi Matabike and that murky situation of whether he will ever play again. Your entire tight end room are free agents. Van Noy and Adafe Owe are free agents. Mm-hmm. Tyler Linderbaum is a free agent. Falele, your starting guard, is a free agent. But I'm saying,
if you can't get above that bar, then you really suck at your job.
That's a low bar.
I'm with you, but I'm saying these are all starters and impact players that are free agents. Oh, and by the way, your starting quarterback has a $74.5 million cap hit next year.
Yeah, and you didn't have any pass rushers to begin with,
no.
And you didn't have any depth behind Matabike to begin with, and Jones is in a walk year, and you're paying a middle linebacker $20 million who's not a leader and not very good at his job
anymore.
And whenever Kyle Hamilton comes back, you're going to have to use him the way you were using him because Malachi Starks ain't ready and ain't going to be ready anytime soon. And imagine if you keep running two kid safeties out there against any quarterback, even the carcass of Joe Flacco. So they've made quite a bed here, and they're going to have to lay in it. And I think they're going to have to lay in it for multiple off seasons. Because they ain't close to fixing this. And it ain't just injuries.
We will take your calls at the bottom of the hour, 410-583-1057. But coming up next, the John Harbaugh of it all. And the way he was calling that game yesterday, does he realize the roster he currently is playing with? We'll discuss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Next here on The Fan. Ravens lose yesterday 44-10. And when you lose a game like that at home, I think there's enough responsibility to go around. And that includes the head coach of this football team. And Jason, you were he had you looking side-eye at this thing on multiple occasions.
Opening coin toss. I don't know who you're trying to fool. Deferring. There's not a whole lot going well for your team right now. But this might be the worst Ravens defense we've ever seen.
Yes.
And I mean, I'm old enough to remember when this team got here and you had Michael Jackson, and like,
Mike Crowell on the defense.
Yeah. Like you're trying to chuck balls downfield to give people something to watch, and the defense was god awful. Remember Belichick and all the people running the defense bailed on him.
Yes.
Like, the team's moving from Cleveland. Yep. He's going to, is it the Jets or is it New England? Where's he going to end up? And that whole thing. So there's been some bad defense back in the day. This is a failure. You've talked all week and you put your offensive coordinator on notice about getting Derrick Henry going. I don't know why you don't just try to bleed some clock and get that going from the onset. It seems like he's still thinking in his mind's eye that this is some elite football squad that they've been in years past, that they're not. I don't know why we're not going for it on fourth and short. Again, you put your coordinator. No one was really asking you about how crappy Monk was. You were pushing that because you don't want to talk about your D coordinator. Now you got an opportunity. Short yardage. We got to do some things in short yardage. We're going to make changes. We're going to make corrections. No, let's not go for it fourth and two. Let's try field goals.
Yeah.
When you know your defense is conservatively going to give up. I mean, did anybody think they weren't giving up 27 or something like that?
Here's the crazy thing. I didn't think they were giving up 44 in any world. And yeah, I thought they'd give up 20.
But as they're marching down, as you're seeing it now.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you wanted more plays,
mental adjustment,
right? You want more plays. We'll pick up two here on fourth down and then you get at least three more plays or maybe four if you wanted to go for it again. And you keep the clock moving. So there's that. His special teams continue to undermine them. That's supposed to be his forte. He's not an offense guy. He's not a defense guy. He's a special teams guy. What's going on with that? I mean, I feel like Chris Horton's kind of getting a little bit of a pass here. There's so much else going on. But when your under fire punter delivers a 62-yard boomer that can at least flip the game and pin them deep and maybe give your defense a fighting chance to get a stop, and it's negated because somebody's running out of bounds. Like, there's just too much nonsense. Why is the other team's return units always better than yours? I'm putting that on Harbaugh. And then the way they came out of halftime, which was almost more sort of nonchalant and laissez-faire than how they started the game.
Yeah.
And then to have your defense get absolutely punked in the fourth quarter and no one really bow up, and to let D'Amico Ryans get the last laugh on you after what you did to him Christmas Day, I think they're not responding to Harbaugh. I think the message has gotten stale. I think they have a leadership void. I think they have a toxic football culture. And I think the lack of accountability from an owner who spends time on his yacht, but nobody sees him around here. Nobody hears from him.
Talk today.
He was
down
at a Boys and Girls Club thing. Okay. Dick Cashfield.
I think it was too cute by half taking the worst general manager in NFL history and having him as your team president and de facto owner and the guy who sort of the buck stops with him in the building because the owner's never even in the state, let alone in the building. I think that was a cultural misstep. And I think having a GM and a head coach who know or have thought up until this very point that they're basically unfireable, which is why they would have the balls to say the clip we just played from DaCosta the last time out. A team that you'd think would be motivated to be the best it can possibly be after having these last few seasons end the way they do. And he's literally telling you, don't expect us to do anything. All of that is problematic and I think plays a role in this that isn't just the personnel and the X's and O's. It's how does my boss carry himself? How does my boss's boss carry himself? Like, what really is,
What is the standard? We're talking about the standard and play like a Raven. What does that even mean? What does that mean?
It's anyone's guess right now. This team has no identity, and this team has not been ready to play. And that's on coaching. It is. When you end up kicking the ball off and they go right down the field and get that touchdown, and then that drive that you're mentioning with the fourth down situation, and it gets back to a conversation that we've been having so often this year, last year. Where is the aggression gone from John?
Remember those fun days in Seattle? Let's go.
You were the most aggressive coach in football in 2019, and you've been one of the more conservative coaches in the past couple of years. It's been puzzling, to say the least. And you can go back to Buffalo and not going for
coward punch and coward play calling on offense. And then on defense, when you don't have any players, to not at least bring a jailhouse. Let me see seven or eight try to knock this quarterback out. Show me something.
I'm almost, longing for the wink days at this point.
There's a time and place for everything.
You're giving up
points. You don't need to do it every down.
You're giving up points.
But let's try it.
Yeah. If you get hit for a 70-yard touchdown or
like in the fourth quarter, if they're going to keep throwing bombs to the middle of the field because your kid safeties don't know what they're doing yet and you have no pass rush, then wouldn't the response to that be like, hey, try that one more time. Here comes a red dog blitz. We're sending everybody but the free safety. Yeah. Enjoy that.
Yeah,
fight too. We talk about fighting the players. Where's the fight from the coaches?
Well, speaking of which, we all, and I don't want to speak for you guys, we think it's going to be more of the same Sunday against the Rams. So assuming that happens, we don't think Zach Orr is the defensive coordinator for this team when they come back from the bye, do we?
No.
No shot.
Like, that's it.
Barring what Jonas was saying, you hold the Rams to 10 points and the offense is that. Like, it would have to be something.
I prefaced, like, it's going to be more of the same.
Yeah.
So, like, they lose 44-10 to the Rams.
Absolutely.
Like, Zach Orr's is getting fired.
You set it up like we weeded out the bad apples. And you needed to weed them out. You needed to weed out before last season started. You might have had a better seed last year. Might have had a better football culture last year. And I don't mean the bad apples, just the players. I mean the coaches that they fire. Yeah. So and now it's more abject failure than it's ever been before. So no, somebody's got to pay for that.
Coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. How are you feeling after yesterday's 44-10 loss? And you've probably at least read, we're going to hear from Harbs coming up at 5:15. But your thoughts on what Harbaugh said today? All options on the table, he said. 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next. Ravens lose 44-10.
Ouch.
It's not good. They've given up 160 points in their four losses. That I'm not good at math, but I think that's 40 points a game. Alas, let's hear from the people. 410-583-1057. How are you feeling about the Ravens? They take on the Rams this Sunday. Let's start with Trippy. Trippy, you're on the fan.
Hey, what's up with y'all?
Trippy, hey, good buddy. Seeing you yesterday.
Hey, good seeing you too, Ken. What's up, Tim?
What's up, Trippy?
Man, hey, man. Look, I'm going to be real with y'all, right? If the Ravens don't make a change, it's sad. First of all, let me say something. I forgot the dude that played for I'm trying to get my thoughts off real quick because, my mind, when we lose, my mind be all over the place. But the dude that lead the NFL in sacks, played for the Broncos, he got 7 sacks.
Betonio?
Here he is going into the 6th game. We only got 6 sacks. This team is a joke. 1 interception. Like, I understand we got injuries, but next man up. Like, Harbaugh is a joke. And it's another thing. Maybe we need to switch the offensive lineup, man. Everything's on the table. You should have been had that on the table when we lost to Buffalo. Maybe we need to put Tyler Linderbaum at guard or something. We got to switch something up at this point. We got to do something. Get a kid from Maryland a shot at center. And this defense, right?
Or let him play guard.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be more inclined to do that.
Yeah.
And another thing, right, I just feel like it's time for Harbaugh to go. Look at the player's body language.
Yeah.
Look, Rashad Bateman. He should have went out for that pass. He gave up on it. All he said was, yeah, he gnawed his head. That was, bro, you should have gotten his ass for that. Like, come on, we try to win a Super Bowl, and we can't even, like, you know what? The Ravens is stressful, and you know what? The fans is right. If we don't make a change by the bye week, we ain't winning nothing. This team is a joke, and I blame it on Steve, man. If you listen to me, Steve.
He listens.
You said, you try to make Baltimore City great right now, the city is upset. My little cousin was at the game crying yesterday, man. Come on, get it together.
Dude, Do it for Trippy's cousin.
So do we have audio of him? So did he talk about the team, or this was just talking about the rec center?
Boys and girls. It was the ribbon cutting for the event. Yeah.
He did not.
So he didn't really take questions.
I don't think so. No. No.
Yeah, because why would you ever do that?
No.
You could take $600 million in our tax money. Why would you stand in front of a mic and let anybody know what you think of your product?
He did donate $20 million.
He stood by a scumbag kicker until the very bitter end.
Yeah, he did.
Got nothing to say about that?
Let's go out.
Had a lot to say about Deshaun Watson.
Go out to Kevin in Baltimore. Kevin, you're on the fan. All those things happened.
Yes. Hey, yeah. Yesterday, they were missing 7 Pro Bowl players.
Uh-huh.
No team in the NFL could beat anybody else who's missing 7 Pro Bowl players.
Yeah, but half those guys stink this year. They were healthy in Buffalo.
They got ran out of the gym, though.
Yeah, they lost by 1 point in Buffalo.
Yeah, when they couldn't get off the field in the second half because they blew a 15-point lead.
Exactly. And the fact that
– gave 267 yards in the fourth quarter on 32 plays. Yeah. That's impossible. Have you watched Buffalo? It's 5-yard passes. Yeah.
Actually, I not only watch him, I'm at the game. So I know, unlike you, Jason, I'm actually listening to the players in the locker room. But yeah.
Unlike
also,
me, huh? Okay.
Yeah, unlike Jason. Yeah, you're not in there, dude. I don't see you. And the other thing is...
I've done this, brother, for 30 years. I don't need to be in a locker room to know BS and know what I'm watching.
For the last 3 years, you're not at Ravens. I haven't seen you there.
You're in the building.
Yeah, Kevin works for the Bombers.
Yes, I'm in the building. He knows who I am.
Yeah. Next time I want to write a column in the Washington Post about how horse bleep they are, I'll be there. They're one of 32.
Yeah. The other thing is the fact that the team, Bashotti doesn't need to live here. He has a private plane. He's at every game.
That's great.
What does him having to live in the state has to do with this? He just wanted to get a criticism in. That's all that is.
Appreciate the call.
No, there's zero accountability. Their linebacker, not mine, Van Noy, basically spoke to it. And I'm telling you, accountability starts at the very top. And if you want to be an absentee owner and you want to choose the worst GM in NFL history to sit in your building
Maybe he's better with the buck stopping football with him,
and you're cool with your GM strutting on the sidelines in his suit, looking like Men in Black cosplay, wearing sunglasses at night, knowing where all the cameras are, because the PR guy lets him know. If you're cool with your head coach running your team like this, then great. You keep going, and by Thanksgiving, there'll be like 7,000 people with you, and you could sit wherever you want, and you could find me on my couch covering the team and calling it like it is and calling this crap out that should be beneath you before it happens. Just keep listening, brah.
Let's go to Mark in Baltimore. Mark, you're on the fan.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. I'm really enjoying the show. I just wanted to say I've been listening since the start, and I haven't heard anybody talk about the magnificence of Cooper Rush. My God.
Yeah.
It is just stunning how incompetent that guy is playing quarterback in the NFL. And I know he had a little run there in Dallas. He also had better receivers. But the only pass he hits yesterday for any consequence, he did not even put the ball on Zay. Zay had to adjust and come back to catch it. And, when you're talking about the offseason, and I was thinking – you know, when they signed that guy,
and
they were all proud of themselves. 2 years, $10 million bucks or something like that. Is that what they gave
it's
him?
Less than that. I like the signing.
I do too. And by the way, and appreciate the call. He's got no running game. He's got no offensive line.
Like we said last week, setting this game up. This is not what the assignment was thought to be.
Yes.
Okay, Lamar's out for a few weeks, but Derrick Henry ran for 2,000 yards last year, and this was a good offensive line, and look at all these weapons, and you'll be able to get the ball to them because you can pass protect a little bit, and you've got Ricard there helping those guys out. Like, I mean, this is...
I'm not killing Cooper Rush.
I haven't liked anything I've said about him. Like, I didn't like him in the Colts game.
No.
I didn't like the way it was going in practice. I didn't like what I saw in Arrowhead. Said that looked more jittery and skittish than it should. And there was not much to like here.
He held the one sack. He held the ball, yes, spun around. Yeah. Like, what? No, bro, you're not that guy. You can't be doing that. But like, when you hand the ball off to the running back and it's 3 yards a carry,
they've got
Danielle Hunter and they've got
Will Anderson,
and you're in second and forever and third and forever. Mm-hmm. And like I told you, Bateman's been out the whole year. Like, Bateman's been a non-factor all year, in part because they can't get to that part of their offense, even with Lamar, because it looks like Ronnie Stanley might be at the end, and the right tackle's regressing, and you don't think guards matter, and you didn't replace McCary. But
by the way, Cooper Rush is way down the list of issues I had with the game yesterday.
I mean, he'll be in my six-pack.
He made mine. But he's not the headline of why they lost his football game.
No.
Defense, get a damn stop. For the love of God, get a stop while the game matters.
If you're trying to put lipstick on a 44-10 home loss to a team that you just destroyed in their backyard in Christmas, you might be drinking the Kool-Aid.
Coming up next, Cordell Woodland covers the Ravens for us here at 105.7 The Fan. He was just at Harb's Monday presser. What did he think about what he saw yesterday and what he heard today? Well, remember, we'll hear from Harb's at 5:15, but Cordell next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.